Fine, thanks for holding, Miss Laquita. I went ahead and sent another escalation ticket. I did send one out yesterday because I know I spoke with you myself, and we spoke around 9:38 in the morning, and you stated that you wanted to get the confirmation for the measurements. I did read up the model number that we had, and you said that, oh, you guys are missing the P. So that's why I updated it to JGRP and then 20BEJBB. And this was for the gas wall oven. So I did put that in the email, and I did send it out to management, and I didn't think nothing of it because I thought that, you know, the matter would be resolved. But then I see that, I don't know if you called back again yesterday around 11:05 because the representative stated it was a third follow-up. Did you ever call back?
No,
okay,
I didn't.
So she must have just put third follow-up because I think you, she has spoken to somebody on a third asking for the same information. She didn't say who she's spoken to, but just state that she has spoke with someone. So she just put third follow-up after we spoke around 11 o'clock. On the 5th yesterday. So I did send another escalation ticket. I do apologize. This is not getting resolved, you know, as promptly as it's supposed to be. But that's the only thing I can do on my end. And I did escalate it again.
Okay. Well, thank you.
And again,
you.
My name is Naomi. So you can say you spoke
to
myself.
Oh, thank you, Naomi. I really appreciate that because it was done last. It was done last Tuesday because I talked to the customer. She called in this morning. That's why I'm calling.
Okay. Right. I understand.
Yeah.
Yes, right.
Okay, well then, more than likely, I'll give you a call Monday.
Yes, ma'am. And if, hopefully, you know, you get a call today to resolve this matter.
I hope so.
Yes,
you
ma'am.
Have a great one.
You too. Thank you.
And happy holidays.
You too, Ms. Laquita.
Okay.
Goodbye, ma'am.
Bye-bye.